This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the first phone calls that President-elect Biden made after it became clear he was the president-elect was to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. It was a bit of a surprise, that call was. Biden and Johnson don't have the closest of relationships. Mr. Biden has called Mr. Johnson, and this is a quote, a physical and emotional clone of Donald Trump. Still, you negotiate with the partner you have, not the partner you want. So in economic terms, trade specifically, what might that conversation mean? With Britain now out of the EU and the deadline for a trade agreement with Europe drawing ever closer for Mr. Johnson, is there hope for a deal with the United States? From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
Joe Biden's phone conversation with Johnson was greeted with glee by Brexit supporters. The Daily Telegraph newspaper hailed it a major diplomatic coup. The Daily Express said it would boost the chances of a US-UK trade deal. But some trade experts here don't take such a rosy view of the prospects for a transatlantic deal with Trump out of the White House.
I think it's quite a lot less likely.
Professor Alan Winters of the UK Trade Policy Observatory.
Trump was very keen, as was the UK government, to reach an agreement. And so I think they would have tried very hard for the sake of having a political triumph.
Ever hostile to the EU, Trump was keen to support the breakaway country. But the president-elect's priorities will be the polar opposite, says Alison Stewart Allen, author of a new book, Working with Americans.
I think it's very likely that a US-EU free trade agreement will precede a US-UK agreement.
Biden, she says, wants to repair what he sees as the damage done to US-EU relations over the past 4 years. And economically, it makes far more sense to pursue a deal with the 27-nation bloc before one with Britain.
The size of the prize for American business to trade with the EU is significantly larger.
For Joe Biden, there's the added dimension of his Irish ancestry. He and many other Democrats condemned the UK's plan to tear up part of its EU withdrawal agreement, the bit that seeks to avoid a hard border between the British province of Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. Biden fears that would undermine the Good Friday Agreement that brought peace to Northern Ireland more than 20 years ago. Kim Darroch, a former British ambassador to the US, told the BBC,
especially if we also try to unilaterally to rewrite withdrawal agreement, then I think there is honestly no chance of a UK-US free trade deal.
Brexiteers are furious. John Longworth, head of the Independent Business Network.
The withdrawal agreement really is null and void because the EU have acted in bad faith. And actually, I think Biden is completely misunderstanding this.
Longworth claims the EU has shown its bad faith by, among other things, demanding regulatory control over Britain after Brexit. But forget the politics, he says. Just look at the economics of the transatlantic relationship.
There ought to be a free trade arrangement between the UK and the USA. We are already big mutual investors. We're already big trade partners.
Exports and imports of goods between the two nations are worth $130 billion a year, but that's merely 20% of America's trade with the EU. And bottom line, Biden may have too much on his plate in the short term to think about a trade deal with Britain. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Tomorrow morning, bright and early, all you need to know to start your economic day, the Marketplace Morning Report. Check it out.